This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Authorities in Boston have flagged video and other images of a possible suspect in the Marathon bombings. The Associated Press says there's no identification yet. There's news about the Boston bombings from official channels, including the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI. But there's also the amateur sleuthing online, which has become an internet phenomenon since the deadly blasts on Monday. Adrian Chen is a senior writer at the news site Gawker.
I think that Reddit is where it pops up the most because this is a really popular community that is kind of networked in a way that gives it a lot of visibility. But, you know, you've got conservative bloggers, you've got people on Twitter, other message boards, basically wherever anybody is talking on the internet and can share these photos and kind of come up with their own theories, it's happening.
Time-lapse animations of people seemingly fleeing the bombing scene, people with backpacks staring unsmilingly along the marathon route. It's mesmerizing, like going frame by frame through the Zapruder film from 1963 Dallas. Some of this seems in good faith, efforts to help. But here's a guarantee. Most, if not all, the people highlighted online as suspicious after the marathon attack did not do it. Regular contributor Will Arimus is the tech blogger at Slate.
This is not an inherently terrible idea to try to sift through some of these pictures, see if they can find anything that might help the authorities. That's if everything goes right. If everything goes wrong, you've got a lot of people out there who have been identified by their face, if not their name, as possible terrorists, and they're totally innocent.
There are a lot of suspects posted online with circles around their heads. There's a number of images of a figure that has been dubbed online Blue Robe Guy. If you're making a movie of this, he'd be the suspicious character.
Yeah, you know, his face is now being circulated in internet memes. It's on chat boards. Some people are making light of it. Other people are still wondering if he might be the one. If he turns out not to be, it's really unfortunate.
Literature has long served people's desire to be armchair sleuths. Digital techniques seem to abet that.
Yeah, they do. And in fact, it's not such a fantasy that Reddit or people on an online forum of that sort could solve a crime. In fact, a year or two ago, there was a hit-and-run incident. A photo was posted to Reddit. Some gearhead noticed that the headlight belonged to a 1990 Cadillac. He knew the make and model, and they ended up solving the crime. That said, that was a far less public case than circulating pictures of people's faces when you're looking for a terrorism suspect.
Will Arimus writes for Slate's Future Tense blog. Will, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.